The further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. The sergeant at arms will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Lieutenant Colonel John Morris, the state chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Senators. It's an honor to be with you today. Would you bow with me for a word of prayer? Gracious and almighty God, on this day when men and women from Minnesota are in harm's way in Afghanistan, Iraq, and around our world, we bow for a moment to ask your blessing on them, their families, and on these senators who are before you today. I ask your blessing on their families as they do the business of our state and are often far from home and spending long hours away from those they love. Give this distinguished group wisdom, patience, and collegiality as they do the business of our state. Guide them in the way ahead during these difficult days, and honor them for their service to our state and to our fellow citizens. I ask in your most holy name, amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Mr. Ralph Donay from Elk River. Mr. Donay is a Vietnam veteran, retired from the Marine Corps in 1994 after 30 years of service. He is the chairman of the United Veterans Legislative Council of Minnesota and chapter president of the Retired Enlisted Association. He is also a member of the Disabled Veteran, American Veterans, Marine Corps League, AMVETS, VFW, and the American Legion. Mr. Donay, will you please lead the Minnesota Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Cook, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the third order of businesses, messages from the House. Secretary will read the message from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House file number 299. Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is necessary by the Senate. Moving to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. The House bills receiving first reading are printed in the agenda. First reading. They are referred as indicated. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. They are printed in the agenda. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move the committee reports printed in the agenda be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to this sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. There is one Senate file printed in the agenda, second reading. Moving to seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. There is one House file printed in the agenda, second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Those bills are printed on today's Senate bill introductions and they will be referred as indicated, first reading. Ninth order of business, there are five authors, or excuse me, motions, authors' motions, and they will be adopted as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Continuing under motions and resolutions, Senator DeKreif.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm the chief author of Senate File 510, which is a bill to improve our college in the schools program. It has been brought to our attention that this is that there's a fiscal impact to this message, and the Finance Committee needs to review it. So this motion is to strike Senate File 510 from the general orders and re-refer to the Committee on Finance.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that House File 576, which is on general orders, which was just placed there with the previous action, that be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. It also has a financial implication that committee needs to review.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 435, number 19 on general orders, be stricken, re-referred to the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans. Madam President and members, basically this bill would delete the mandatory rule that requires an automatic EAW, an environmental assessment worksheet, for the construction or expansion of an ethanol plant or fuel conversion facility of 5 million gallons or more.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senate Resolution number 58 is referred to rules. And under Senate Concurrent Resolution number 6, Secretary Ludeman will read the resolution.
Senators Koch and Bach introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution number 6, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 6. Members, this allows us to break for more than 3 days for the Passover Easter break.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the 10th order of business, the calendar. There are several items on the calendar that we will be dealing with today, numbers 1 and 4. First item on the Senate calendar, Senate File 488. Secretary will give third reading.
Senate File number 488, a bill for an act relating to employment, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 488. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Moving on to number 4 on the Senate calendar, the secretary will give House File 362 its third reading.
House File Number 362, a bill for an act relating to real property, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on House File 362. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. I'm sorry, 62 and 1. I apologize. Moving on to the 11th order of business. The Senate consent calendar. There is one item on the consent calendar for today. Secretary will give Senate file Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Senate file 188 is a bill that commemorates the life of a young lady. Her name was Arianna McNamara. Arianna, back in 2006, was doing some biking with her family in Rochester and quite near the bridge that is pictured on a handout that you have on your desk. And since that, since the death of Arianna, the city of Rochester has constructed this bridge over Highway 14. It's memorialized it with plaques on each side for Arianna. This bill simply asks that we be able to place a memorial plaque, if you will, on the medium of the highway for passerbys and automobiles to know that this is henceforth the Arianna McNamara Memorial Bridge. So I'd ask your support. The plaque will be paid for by private funds. It's gone through Transportation Committee, and again, I would ask for your support.
Discussion on Senate File 188. Seeing none, the Secretary will give Senate File 188 its third reading.
Senate File Number 188, a bill for an act relating to highways, third reading.
Further discussion, Senate File 188. Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 188. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Moving on to the 12th order of business, general orders. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that we, the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I would like to take up general orders numbers 10, 11, and 16 today.
Senator Koch has designated Senate File 478, number 10 on general orders, Senate File 551, number 11 on general orders, and Senate File 124, number 16 on general orders. We'll move to Senate File 478, Senator DeCryf.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that when this committee do rise, Senate File 478 be recommended to pass. What this is
motion,
is it's
Senator
a it's a bill that's related to a disabled person who might ride a motorcycle. Under current law, the driver of a vehicle who is physically disabled may only be issued a license plate for one vehicle and also is allowed to have a placard to move from vehicle to vehicle. What this law does is it would allow a person that rides a motorcycle to also have a plate, a handicap plate, on that motorcycle. One of the people that testified happened to have been a disabled veteran who actually rides a motorcycle with a sidecar, and I think that that this is something that should pass. I would recommend it to do so.
Discussion on Senate File 478. Seeing no discussion, Senator DeCryf renews his motion that this, when this committee do arise, Senate File 478 was recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to Senate File 551, number 11 on general orders, Senator Gimsey.
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 551 be recommended to pass.
On that motion, Senator Gimsey.
Madam Chair, the members, this bill is for the to allow the cities, small cities that have a collegiate baseball team, a summer baseball team, to issue a malt liquor and wine license to the owners of the team, along with concessions managers, or potentially the manager of the ballpark itself. This is exclusive to the cities that have these teams, and it would be on their decision. It would be a local decision as to whether they want to include this or not. And we have what we call the Northwoods League out in the southwest part of Minnesota, and there are teams in the southeast, including Rochester, Mankato, Brainerd, Alexandria, Duluth, and the Wilmer Stingers. And the issue that has arisen is that if they only have a 3-2 license, they have to make their order for their entire season about April coming up. And that's why I appreciate the expedited effort on this bill. But they need to create that order in April for their entire season. So they have to try to plan for rainouts and canceled games and other things that can happen throughout the season that might throw off their count. And they may, at the end of the season, have a lot of extra leftover beverages, or they may run out at some point in the season if they don't have enough. So it becomes logistically challenging. Another part of the problem gets to be that the selection of beverages for these stadiums is reduced when it's just 3-2. They can't offer beverages such as wine coolers and a number of other beers and potentially wines. And I would very much appreciate your support on this bill.
Further discussion on Senate File 551. Seeing none, Senator Gimsey renews his motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 551 be recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to Senate File 124, number 16 on general orders, Senator Howe.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 124 be recommended to pass.
On that motion, Senator Howe.
Madam President, this is a bill for an act relating to local government providing for terms of the members of the Red Wing Port Authority. Currently, the Red Wing Port Authority members are appointed for 6 years with one reappointment, so they can serve up to 12 years. This would reduce this term to 3 years with one reappointment of 3 years. It would bring it into alignment with other boards and commissions. It would also make it easier to get somebody to serve on the Red Wing Port Authority. As mayor of Red Wing, I had difficulties finding someone to give a six-year commitment, and so this would allow for more inclusion. And the Port Authority chair testified in favor of this bill in committee.
Further discussion on Senate File 124, Senator Higgins.
Thank you, Madam President. Chair, would Senator Howe yield for a question?
Senator Howe will yield.
Thank you.
Senator
Howe, I'm concerned about the very last phrase of the bill where you apply this retroactively to people who have been appointed sometime in this year. And I think that we don't usually do that kind of thing, and I'm wondering what the background is with that provision.
Senator Howe.
Madam President, this would not affect any current individual who's serving on the Port Authority. There is one open seat that has yet to be appointed. It has not advanced to the City Council. There is no name, so this would not affect any current member of the Port Authority. They would serve out their normal terms the way they are. There is a seat that I believe they're looking to fill. I think this would help in fulfilling that seat, but there is no one that would be affected by the retroactive of January 1, 2011.
Further discussion on Senate File 124. Seeing none, Senator Howe renews his motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 124 be recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail.
Oh, really?
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that the committee do now arise and report.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
And I move that the report of the committee of the whole, as kept by the secretary, be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President and members, I'd like to move that we move back to motions and resolutions to accept a committee report.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Remaining under motions and resolutions. Reports of committees. Senator Koch, I believe you want to move to adopt the report of committee as read by the secretary. Secretary Ludeman will read.
Thank you. Senator Limmer from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate File Number 695, a bill for an act relating to health. And so when amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Higher Education.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, then I would move the committee report as read by the secretary be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to announcements of Senate, the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. There are several excuses today. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Scheid, Jungbauer, and Saxog for the entire session. Further announcements of Senate interest. Oh, Senator Marty, I'm sorry.
Madam President, I just wanted to call members' attention to a week or two ago, Carl Grittner, who was a former member of this body in the 1960s. He was actually Senate Minority Leader from 1967 to 71, died at age 88. He was a lifelong educator. Matter of fact, he left the Senate in order to become a principal of a high school in St. Paul. He was a leader in forming in the work to deinstitutionalize people with mental illness. He was a leader in community college development. He was a leader in education and strong supporter of public schools and collective bargaining rights. I believe he was the second last DFL minority leader and prior to the current one. And a very kind man. He lived in Maplewood in recent years. I got to know him a number of years ago when I represented him. But I just wanted to acknowledge, because we generally acknowledge former members of the Senate upon their death, and Carl Grittner was a great man and wanted to acknowledge that.
Thank you, Senator Marty. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to invite members who may not have gone into the retiring room to please do that and join the Jewish members of the Senate in partaking in a Hamantaschen in honor of Purim.
Further announcements of Senate interest? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, just a reminder that today we have professional scientists and students who have worked on projects that have been recognized in Washington, D.C. We have the Outstanding Science Principal of the Year here today. I hope you will join them. That's from 2:15 to 4 o'clock today in the Great Hall. Their presentations, the students and the scientists are there for you. It's a collaboration between Mayo Clinic, the University of Winona State University, and the Rochester Public Schools. Thank you.
Further announcements of Senate interest? Senator Koch.
Madam President, then I would move that we adjourn now until Wednesday, March 23rd, at noon, members, 12 noon on Wednesday.
Senator Koch moves that the Senate do adjourn until Wednesday, March 23rd at noon. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.